Friday night, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for $8.20.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light and beautiful downtown Pigeon.
It never fails.
We're back
little
here.
Light on the road, we're a little late for work, we tap the brakes a little too hard.
Round three comes up short, and Lakers will retain possession. 7:39 in the fourth quarter, 37-16, Sandusky leads. And good news for Lakers, Taylor Common is back in the game. Trainer Eli Caban confirmed for us it was a little knee-on-knee action with Kelly Ruggles, but should be fine, ready to go for the final 8 minutes. She did right there. She drove right down the lane, only to get denied by Emily Hale there, and Hale got the nice last shot from her. They push it up the court. Going three there, taken by Fast. No good. Rebound comes out to Hale. Now they get it over to Gravitz. Gravitz throws it to the top to Cross. I'm surprised they took their quick shot, knowing that they got this lead and not going to, you know, want to settle a little bit more for open threes or back doors, I guess.
I think Whitney Fast was kind of feeling the hot hand and thought maybe she'd take that shot. Probably not the best shot, but they got the offensive rebound.
Turnover there on Gravitz, taken there by Coghlan. Coghlan gets it up to court. Sophomore seeing some time there. Crone swings it over to Peterson. Peterson, they can't afford to be patient here right now. They need to set some picks or something, and somebody's got to step up and take the shot from Lakers. You're behind by too much to be making all these passes. Comet's going to dribble in. And she throws it out to Crone. Crone gives it to Peterson. Peterson stands at the top.
Yeah, you're exactly right. No, nobody wants that shot, do they?
They try to feed Comet back there, but Whitney, the long post jumps the pass right there. Nobody wants to take it. Nobody's stepping up. Nobody's, you know, setting a pick for somebody else and opening up.
Agreed. The other thing I'll be curious about is I realize Matson has four fouls, but you've got to put her back in the game here real quick. And Kayla Deering has not made an appearance now for about 3 minutes, so I would expect both of them to be coming back here extremely quickly from Coach Comet.
I mean, Matson and Deering were the only two that were doing any scoring or shooting for him. You know, Comet's trying to, and of course she's a senior. She doesn't want her season to end here. She wins a home, and nice play by Peterson to jump the pass in there to nice cut. Now I think we'll see Rebel stand the bench the rest of the way, don't you?
Yeah, we'll see. I think it depends on the lead. She may get a couple more minutes yet.
Lakers make any type of a run, I'll probably see her come back in, but I see him bringing in some other players. And that shot, though, was made by Peterson, and she finally stepped up and took that shot. I've been trying to get her to take all night from the free throw line extended.
Yeah, really, other than Comet and Deering, we've seen very little offense from anyone else on Lakers' team.
Cross takes the long through. It rolls into the hands of Comet. Comet has it tipped away from behind. Now they go down tied up for the jump ball. And it's going to go back to Lakers. Nice hustle there by Taylor Comet to get on the floor and get that loose ball and get a jump ball call out of it.
Again, a little surprising that the Crow settled for that three-pointer so quickly in the possession. I mean, they can get that shot at any time, and I know they seem to be hustling them on the offensive rebounds, but still, I would have left that work around a little bit more if I took that shot.
Yeah, Gravitz comes out and Kronicki comes in, the 5'9 junior for Sandusky. 5:13 to go here in the ball game and the season for Lakers. Sandusky with the lead, 37-18. We're looking for him to make a move. Here, Comet throws it to the left side. To Peterson. To the Crone. Crone gets it over to Goglin. Goglin gets it down inside to Peterson. Peterson tries to work Hale, but Hale covers her tightly. She's in trouble now. She throws it back out to Crone. Crone gives it back to Peterson. Now they play a little catch in the corner. They get it back to the top to Goglin. Goglin tries to go in, but she can't. She's out this time. Great job there to draw the foul. I don't believe that that's what Kronicki wants. You can hear Coach DeMann at the other end tell her, move your feet if you're going to play that side of defense. And that was good job there by the sophomore.
It really was. Goglin's going to get a one-on-one out of that. And you're exactly right. Coach DeMann is reiterating to his girls he does not want those kind of fouls.
And, you know, give the sophomore for Lakers some credit. She saw that she was playing her real tight, took her to the hoop, and to read the defense like that is good for a sophomore.
She did one of those, we used to practice those a lot in Ubley, too, those stop-and-go moves. She kind of baited her into coming out, and then she busted by her, and she really almost had no choice but to foul her. So, great move by the sophomore Godwin.
And her shot was no good. Rebound controlled by Sandusky. They walk it up the court here by Krause.
You know, another thing we have not talked about yet tonight, but I'm not sure it's 100% official, but I'm pretty certain this is also Coach Comment's last game of his coaching career. As his senior daughter graduates, I think he's departing from Lakers after the season. So
he's had a nice run there, and it'll be interesting to see who fills his spot. They get a nice job there. They got a long rebound, and Comment sped it up the court to a breakaway Peterson, but Peterson's bunny fell short, and then they get it tied up there on the rebound, and it's going to go jump ball, possession arrow, Sandusky. And here comes a man-to-man full court by Lakers. And Krause easily brings it up the court to the right side. Sets her feet, goes for the shot. You saw a screen there, almost a little illegal screen, and I don't understand what this is right now. They were in a stall for a long time in a third, and now they're coming down and jacking up threes.
Well, the only thing I can guess is maybe they figure with a 19-point lead, that's enough to allow them to do that. But a little surprising, that quick in the possession, they're taking those shots.
They're almost baiting Lakers to say, here, come on, we're going to let you get back in the ballgame. If Lakers can make a couple of these, I think you'll see Sandusky maybe slow the game down a little bit more on that end.
You're probably right. It's just Lakers have never seemed like they've gotten any kind of flow tonight.
Comment with the long three rebound. Nice box out there by Kroenke. And she gives it to Krause. Krause is content to walk it up the court. She's picked up there by Goglin, the sophomore. Krause down in the corner to Kroenke. Kroenke takes the baseline shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Lanscott. No good. Rebound controlled by Peterson. She feeds it up the court for Goglin. Goglin tracks it down only to lose control of it. Nice try there by Lakers to push it up the court.
It really was, and Lauren Krause really hustled back for Sandusky to create a little bit of pressure for her on that.
And they bring it up the court again, one-on-one, Goglin on top of Krause. Krause has no problem and no real pressure, just kind of poking there. She throws it over to Kroenke. Kroenke can't hang on to it. Her and Krone go after the ball, and they're going to call over and back on Sandusky, as it was tipped off of Kroenke back into the backcourt there.
That was the exact same call that we had in the first quarter. Went the other way. That time went against Lakers, but the same exact scenario. So, good call.
And they swing it around. Lakers does. They get it over to Goglin on the left side. Back of the top to Krone. Krone tries to dribble, penetrate. She's picked up, hands it out to Comet. Comet comes across the free throw line, gives it to Peterson. Peterson throws it back out to Comet. Comet throws it to Krone. Krone goes around, gets a wide open look at the three. No good. Long rebound. Hustle down there by Peterson. Oh, and it's going to go to Sandusky. And Peterson was the last to touch it.
Yep, good call by the officials. Both girls were hustling hard, but I do think that Lakers touched the last. So Sandusky basketball. And now it looks like a little bit more mass substitutions from both teams, especially Sandusky.
And I got an update for you from Vassar and Marlette. Vassar Brent is still holding on to that lead, 35-26 at the end of the third quarter.
Well, Vassar's been a team that's been up and down this year. They've, in fact, Lakers held them to a season-low 16 points, but then they've won some big games, including Reese. So kind of a hard team to understand.
And they got Ostrander and another player down there. But go ahead with the subs that have come in for both teams. I think you got them there.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention Carly Malzoff, seeing her first action of the night for Sandusky. Schwarzenegger back in, Blanc back in for Lakers, I think are the only subs. Grabit came back in as well for Sandusky.
And looking ahead here, barring a big comeback from Lakers, they're down 37-18 with 2 minutes to go here. Looks like Sandusky will move on, and of course Sandusky will move on to play the winner of the next game, which is Cass City USA. Cass City did face Sandusky this year, and they lost to them. And I believe USA did not play them this year in their schedule, but USA's got a great schedule. They go out and schedule some non-conference games that are really good. And I take that bet. The Union U.S. Steepwing Ladies did play Sandusky, and they lost 59-41 back in December.
It was early in the season.
And Kansas City also lost to Sandusky back in December, 58-22. So that was so long ago, it really doesn't matter looking ahead to who they could play.
Lindsay Ball seeing her first action for Sandusky, number 24, the junior, just checked in.
And we got 1:49 to go in the game. Sandusky with the lead, 37-18. That time, Kayla Blunt took the ball to the hoop, and she drew a foul. She's going to go to the free throw line. you got the and one there, Brent.
She did. The buck went in, and I think Kroenke got called for that foul, I do believe. Yes, and that will be her second.
At the line, then, is Bunt. Her shot for and one's up. No good.